This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Airstrikes hit camps in central Gaza as the Biden administration approved new weapon sales to Israel.
Israeli warplanes struck two urban refugee camps in central Gaza on Saturday as the Biden administration approved a new emergency weapon sale to Israel. The weapon sale comes despite persistent international ceasefire calls over mounting civilian deaths and mass displacement in the enclave. Israel says it's determined to pursue its unprecedented air and ground offensive until it has dismantled Hamas. The United States has shielded Israel diplomatically and has continued to supply it with weapons. Israel argues that ending the war now would mean victory for Hamas, a stance shared by the Biden administration, which at the same time urged Israel to do more to avoid harm to Palestinian civilians. I'm Karen Chamas.
Palestinians digging through the rubble for bodies and survivors from an overnight attack in Gaza. Fighting raged on Saturday across the area where displaced Palestinians are exhausted with no end in sight to the war between the besieged territories, Hamas rulers, and Israel. Now in its 13th week, smoke billowed over the Gaza Strip's southern city of Khan Yunis, the focus of recent fighting in the grinding war, which is triggered on October 7th by Hamas's attacks on Israel. Further south, the border city of Rafah near Egypt was teeming with Gazans seeking safety from Israel's relentless bombardment in this fight against Palestinian militants. The top commander of U.S. naval forces in the Middle East says that Yemen's Houthi rebels are showing no signs of ending their attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea. This is VOA News. Mexico and Venezuela say they have restarted repatriation flights of Venezuelan migrants in Mexico. Saturday's announcement is the latest move by countries in the region to take on a flood of people traveling north to the United States. It also comes as a migrant caravan of thousands of people from across the region, largely Venezuelans, trekked through southern Mexico this week. This month alone, authorities say at least 10,000 migrants per day have been arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, many of them asylum seekers. Venezuela is deploying troops in response to a British military vessel near Guyana.
Venezuela says it will continue to deploy nearly 6,000 troops until a British military vessel sent to neighboring Guyana leaves the waters off the coast of the two South American nations. It is the latest in mounting tensions between Venezuela and the former British colony. The century-old land dispute was recently reignited with the discovery of oil in Guyana. It only escalated when Venezuela reported that its citizens had voted in a December 3rd referendum to claim two-thirds of their smaller neighbor. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
In New York's Times Square, they're getting ready for the big New Year's Eve party. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The countdown to 2024 is on high atop Times Square, where organizers of the ball drop are testing out the big attraction. Times Square Alliance President Tom Harris.
The star of the show just had a dress rehearsal and performed marvelously.
He jokingly refers to the giant crystal ball as 6 tons of fun. It's covered in more than 2,500 crystals that light up the night sky. Jeffrey Strauss of Countdown Entertainment says the ball will make an encore.
We're going to relight the ball at 12:04, and it's going to go back up the pole, come back down to rest right above the numerals, where it will stand for the rest of the year.
In Times Square, I'm Julie Walker.
Taiwan's presidential candidates have expressed a desire for peaceful relations with Beijing. China described the January 13th elections on the self-ruled island as a choice between war and peace and stepped up harassment of the territory it claims as its own. Election frontrunner William Lai of the ruling Democratic People's Party said in a televised debate Saturday that he was open to communicating with governments in Beijing, which has refused to talk to him or President Tsai Ing-wen. Beijing favors a candidate from the more China-friendly Nationalist Party and has criticized Lai and Tsai as separatists. Taiwan split from China mid-Civil War in 1949, but Beijing continues to regard it as its territory. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.